Miles is on the air.
You represent the government of juvenile delinquents.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
I knew my rent was going to be late about a week ago. I work my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club and have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it out.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three, Out of Bounds. William Quagamus, Kelly Graham. Like, we're live in the Party One Security Studios. You know, sometimes you wonder about this exam week when there's no interviews or availability or games going on. Like, how are you going to pass the time? Duke Boston College did it. Well, it'll be something like this every hour. Heisman, people care about the Heisman still.
Pass the time by listening to Kwok and I argue about meaningless ACC games. First of all, why are we playing an ACC regular season game on December 9th?
All right, that's what Sanders said the same
thing
on Saturday.
What is happening? Why?
Here's why. Well, first of all, the Big Ten's already played like half their schedule.
But Clemson doesn't start till December 30th.
That's correct.
So why are these two playing so early?
Duke, you know Duke, they got to get to all their home venues all over the country.
You hush. If you're not going to give me a reasonable adult answer, then do not give me one.
This is the adult answer, okay? This is the adult answer.
You know Duke, they're just corrupt. Blah, blah,
Sanders,
blah.
Tell me if this is an adult answer. Duke likes to play St. John's in February. Where do they play? They play a home game in Madison Square Garden, right? They want to get up to their home away from home, which is every neutral venue in America, at Madison Square Garden. So that's why. Because they had to play one game during the ACC schedule against St. John's.
Are you sure this is happening?
I'm positive. They do it in February.
Let's see.
Like right in smack in the middle of the ACC schedule, they play St. John's.
February 3rd.
Which they haven't done it in 3 years, but they generally do this.
They're playing.
This is a traditional thing.
Why are they playing St. John's right before they play UNC? That seems odd.
Well, I'm sure it's because Swofford favors North Carolina and hates Duke. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who does North Carolina play before they play? If it's somebody shambly like Wake Forest, who is
Wake Forest
somehow
is
terrible. Or Georgia Tech, who loses to Wofford and Grambling.
Eesh. Okay, let's announce this bet. First of all.
Yeah, the bet is
first
legit.
First of all. We have some great recommendations on the text line. I want to read these.
Okay. All right.
I like this one that says, so here's the bet. Let's recap it. I think Boston College is an absolute fraud. Kwok thinks that they're somewhat decent. If BC wins six or more ACC
or more.
Men's basketball games, yeah. Kwok wins. If BC wins five or less, I win. So this guy suggests that Kelly should dye her hair maroon and Kwok dyes his hair Duke blue. So do I just dye my hair Kwok's color? Is that what I do?
Nah, it's got to be the, what's his face? Bowman. Kai Bowman's
that
color.
That red?
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite one. Let me find this one real quick. This is my favorite. If Kelly loses, have her personally call BC's athletic department and apologize. I like that one. I think that's hilarious. So there's been some good ones.
Wait, I really like that one.
I know. A lot of people.
We have to do that on air on speakerphone. Yeah. Like,
I am
have to
so
do it
sorry.
We'd have to do it through the phone system so that we could apologize.
Heck, I still might do that if this happens. That'd be really
well,
funny.
On. That's awesome.
And people are saying that they want me to wear a BC shirt or jersey or whatever. But
jersey?
We decided.
What about a jersey?
BC
jersey.
One.
Do those exist for teams like Boston?
Could we find one down here?
Maybe a hockey jersey.
We decided, though, that would not hurt me as much. If you gave me a Jared Dudley jersey and said, wear it around, I'd be fine. So Sanders had a good idea. Go ahead, Sandy.
Okay, so.
We went into your closet.
That's creepy. But go ahead.
I was given a jersey when Tyler Hansbrough was playing.
Oh my gosh.
That's a Tyler Hansbrough jersey. It's a 50 blue. It's Tar Heel blue.
Oh,
it's an away jersey.
Is there blood spatter on it?
Jordan Brand.
Is there blood spatter on it? That's a real question because I'm not sure Tyler Hansbrough has ever exited any place where a Tyler Hansbrough jersey was worn without blood spatter on his jersey.
The idea of wearing a Tyler Hansbrough jersey makes me want to hurl.
Okay.
Point blank. I'm feeling nauseous.
It makes
right
you want
now.
To throw things at you.
I'm feeling nauseous right now.
Yeah, people hate on my closet because...
So you think that's what I should wear?
That's what Kelly will wear.
If Kwok loses, what is he going to wear?
I have a...
Why do you have this?
I have a Marcus Lattimore jersey that I have back home. Has been worn since the junior or senior year of high school.
Bandwagon.
Yeah. Love Marcus Lattimore, though. He's the man.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So yeah, I have that. For Kwok, if Kwok loses the bet.
Okay.
I think the number five should be like a middle ground. Because you were so adamant that they were going to win four or less.
No, I'm going to take five. I'll take five, thank you. Five or less.
So if they go 5-13, I got to wear the Lattimore jersey?
You're your man, Ken Pom, said they're going to win six.
I just want to state for the record, I didn't make any unfair, unreasonable claims about Boston College's success this year. I didn't say they're going 14-4, win the league.
Okay, you want me to take four? I'll take four.
I just said that Jim Christian outcoached Mike Krzyzewski, and then Kelly was like, well, they've never won a game in history.
They haven't
beat anybody. They're not winning anything.
I stand by it. I stand by what I said earlier. I'll take four. I'll take four.
Four or less.
So if they win five, nothing happens then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
five is
fair.
A middle ground.
Shake on it.
Got it.
We just shook through the glass.
I saw it.
Wait, question. How long do we have to wear these heinous articles of clothing?
For a while.
No. What is a while?
All right, this is where we got to get Heath. We got to get Heath in on this.
All right, I mean, just like a show.
Heath knows.
A show.
Because
I don't think Ben Milstead will let me wear a Hansbro jersey for more than a day in this.
I'm pretty sure just a day is fine.
Let's do it.
I'm wearing a Lattimore. What are you talking about? Hansbro.
I'm pretty sure Ben Milstead hates Tyler Hansbro more than he hates Marcus Lattimore.
Lattimore's at least a good person.
Yeah.
He's a good person.
Tyler Hansbro was drafted by the Pacers. I was working a women's basketball team camp as an official. I was a student. And I remember saying, as long as we don't draft Tyler Hansbro, we're fine. And I checked my phone at halftime of one of the games, and Hansbro had been drafted. And I legitimately walked down to the hallway and like got in the fetal position just for a moment.
Oh, dear.
And just was like, and then I walked back in the gym and did my job. I just need a moment.
That will be me if you make me wear this jersey. I'll be in the fetal position all day, just in a corner, crying.
Let's go to the Northern Communication phone line. Before we get to our bold predictions and trying to see how right and wrong everyone was this season, David is up with us next. David, what's going on?
Not much. Enjoying the show.
Thanks very much.
I just want to comment on the Heisman comment.
All right.
I was wondering, possibly maybe we learned our lesson from last year by predicting Lamar to win so early, and maybe they were more conservative on their votes this year.
Well, that may be the case. Again, I've never bought the theory that's the only reason why Lamar Jackson won the Heisman last year is because people quit caring in early November. I just think there was no full-fledged alternative by the time that narrative was created by the end of October for him. And so maybe that's true for some people, but I don't think that fully explains why Lamar won, and it may be why Baker won this year, because I think Baker was tremendous in October. Now, October, I think he only threw picks in October, if I remember right, and in that first week of November, but he didn't throw any in September, I don't think, and in the last four games, he didn't throw any, and wasn't fumbling the ball, et cetera. So I think Baker just had just a generally strong year all around, and it just culminated in November. So I think that's a better explanation, but I won't argue against maybe some of that remorse from last year playing a factor.
Yeah, because I really just don't believe that anybody that watched them two Clemson-Alabama games could think anything less of Deshaun Watson's performance in just them two games. He played career seasons in two games against Alabama.
I agree with that. And, you know, maybe we want to change the Heisman voting. And, David, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. If we did, because more games are being played after the quote-unquote end of the season now.
Right.
We could. If it were like five games as opposed to one, then I'd be all right. Realistically, there's like one additional game more than there has been for 100 years, or however long they've been giving out the Heisman. It's not like we used to give the Heisman out after game eight, or we used to have eight games in this, and now we have 12, and it's not like we used to give them out after 16 games, and now we give them out after 10. You know, it's not like that. Basically, if you got beef, then you got beef with the way the Heisman has always been given out forever and ever and ever for all of time.
But that's the thing. And I like how the Heisman website clarifies it. You know, we are a regular season award. And the way it said it is that it's the most meaningful regular season in sports.
I loved
how they put that,
oh, yeah,
which we all agree. So if it's a regular season award and that's what you claim to be, then that's fine. Now, don't claim to be an award of integrity. When you're giving this award to,
I was
going to
say, the regular season means more than the integrity
to,
piece. Yeah.
Manziel, Winston, and Baker and all those guys. But, I mean, at least you're owning up to that regard of it. You are a regular season award, point blank.
Let's go back to the Northern Communication phone lines. Tiger Greg is up with us. What's up, Tiger Greg?
Hello, guys. I'm right along with Kelly. With Baker Mayfield like a 0.5 on a scale of 1 to 10 on my popularity scale. I can't stand the dude, but he did deserve to win the trophy. I hate to say it. He's this little punk kid that was in Little League that was no good, was fat and chubby and slow, and everybody told him he would never make it, and he just kept hanging on and kept hanging on. And finally, the guy from Oklahoma gave him a shot, and he turned out to be, you know, a Brett Favre type player. I think his game's a lot like Brett Favre when he was young. I mean, you know, fly by the seat of his pants, running all over the place, throwing the ball. If he plays on Clemson's team the last year, or maybe 2 years, we have a good chance at winning the national championship with him on our team. He could run our offense very well. I mean, he's that kind of quarterback. I can't stand him now. I think if they don't give it to somebody, they either need to take the word integrity and all that crap out of the trophy, out of the listing, or either utilize it, because, you know, integrity's come into play on the last 5 years twice, where guys got it that have no integrity and made the Heisman Trophy people look bad to me. I mean, I think if you're going to have that in the statement, you need to go by it. If you're not going to go by it, take it out. Just say, hey, it's for whoever plays best. Because I also think a good player wins, makes his team win. Just like when the guy from Louisville last year, yeah, he played great, but his team didn't win. And a great quarterback's team wins. I don't care what league you're in. A good player, an outstanding player, is going to make his team win if you're that good. Just because you got all these high numbers, you're not winning. That means you're not making good decisions sometimes. You're running it when you probably should have threw it, or vice versa. So they need to take a look at what goes into that trophy. But, you know, I bet you if you asked Deshaun Watson, would he trade that Natty trophy and that Natty ring and that Natty MVP for them two Heisman's, he'd say, heck no. And I agree with him. I mean, and that's $17 million he got, too, by the way, for going to the Texans, which will probably win their division next year at the rate he was going this year. He may win Rookie of the Year with six games under his belt. I don't know. It looks like it at this point. But anyway, Baker's told on himself last night because he made the comment that he was this little kid that, you know, nobody ever looked up to, and it made him mad, and, you know, he just that's how he got better. So, you know, but I just don't like the way he does. He's not a good example for kids. You know, act like you've been there before. Act like you scored a touchdown. Act like you scored a touchdown pass. Don't act like a little leaguer when you do it. And that's what he does all the time. I can't stand that. It bothers me, but, you know, he is a Heisman Trophy winner, and I would have voted for him if I'd had a vote. I mean, I would have. But anyway, good show. Enjoy listening to you.
Thanks very much, Greg. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
You know,
thanks.
Baker Mayfield never pretended to be, like, the best role model. Although he did say, and, you know, we all say this. Like, every horrible person says this. You know, I want to be a role model for kids. Rarely do you see someone that's like, you know what, I don't want kids to look up to me. I want kids to aspire to be
Baker
not me.
Baker has said that with his actions.
Didn't he say that, though, in the Heisman? Wasn't it a collection of things you're required to say at the Heisman
yeah, it was.
Ceremony? I want kids to look up to me. What? Do you really? You really want to see kids?
Because society doesn't.
The Norman Rec League. You really want to see kids pointing at their junk and yelling F you at people? You really want to be emulated by kids, Baker? You really want moms and dads to be like, where did you learn that awful language? Because Baker's my role model. You see kids like draping a piece of cloth over the opponent's midfield. And you're like, whoa, why did you do that? Whoa. Dad, coach is like, what? Whoa, come on, don't do that. Oh, sorry, Baker did it. Like yelling at cops. The cop yells at the kid, why are you doing that? It seemed like a good thing when Baker, my role model, did it. Do you really want to be a role model for kids? If Baker Mayfield's worth a sack of salt, if he was really worthy of the integrity piece of the Heisman, he would say, don't be like me. I don't want kids to look up to me. I don't want to be a role model for kids. I want people to play like me, but don't be like me. Don't live like me. Be more like Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow managed to have emotion without getting, you know, tackled into bricks by cops. JT Barrett, the greatest leader in the history of football, got arrested for DUI that one time. Remember that? Like 3 years ago? Managed to never get tackled by police. He never has yelled profanities at one-win teams across the sideline. Like, think of the worst team that your kid's rec team play. You really want your kid, the best player on the other team, yelling the F word across to them because Baker did it? Because Baker said he wants to be my role model, and so I'm gonna? If Baker Mayfield's worth anything, he would have told people, don't follow me. I'm not a leader. Forget it. I'm good for my team, but in life, I'm a terrible person. If the guy's really worth the Heisman, he would have said that. You agree? Sorry.
Yes. I'm losing it over
kinda,
here. I'm sorry.
Kind of caught you unawares there. Sorry about that.
I'm just envisioning like these kids looking up to Baker and just doing these things, hopefully not, in their rec leagues, and their fathers just being so alarmed. I'm literally envisioning a kid acting like Baker Mayfield, and it's just, it's comical.
Right.
It's comical because you would never want your child to act like Baker Mayfield.
But Baker Mayfield wants your child to act like him, though.
Oh, my
gosh. Said it's every kid out there watching the Heisman.
One more point about the Heisman, real quick. And this is, our listeners probably don't really care about this, but my dad pointed out, and it's so true. Another Heisman Trophy winner that has literally either grown up or, you know, been right under the University of Texas nose. And they let him get away. When is this going to stop? That's my question. Do you know where Baker went to high school? Lake Travis High School is in Austin, Texas. The kid went to high school probably 20 miles from campus. And you let him get away. There's so many of these. It's unbelievable. They've swung and a miss on so many. Imagine if Greenville, South Carolina had produced 5 different Heisman Trophy winners and Clemson had not gotten a single one of them.
It's almost as if...
It's unbelievable.
It's almost as if a player grew up like an hour from South Carolina's campus and had to go out of region to play quarterback.
Mason Rudolph. Yeah, but he won the Heisman. Come on.
Really good quarterback. Though.
Really good quarterback.
Man, solid season.
I mean, the list of Andrew Luck, RG3, Johnny Manziel, JT Barrett. This is concerning.
I got to say, though, before we go to break, I got to say, as soon as I made a connection between Tiger Gregg's phone call and what I heard on Cops last night, we got a 305 in progress. As soon as I did that, I was pretty much done. Like, that was pretty much the death of this segment. Every time I think Tiger Gregg has really fixed his phone, he kind of like, at the end of his phone call, he tries to wrap it up and just really goes like, rawr, rawr, rawr. Like he really just goes into police blotter mode. We got a 305 in progress down in Main Street. There's of course a backup. Suspect is armed and dangerous. That's what it feels like.
That plays into our bold predictions.
That's true.
Because
you want to keep going with it because we keep teasing it out and we never get
to
it.
We
got to
get to it. Chad the Mailman, his prediction before the year was Clemson makes the playoff and Will Muschamp makes live PD.
Yeah.
One of two was right. We have some really good bold predictions that our listeners made and some really bad ones. So I'd love to get to those. They're really fun.
Stay with us. We'll do that. I don't want to grade myself. I'll grade myself tomorrow. How about that? We'll do that.
Because
I don't
want to
cram too much. There's a lot of bad in this. There's a lot of bad for me too.
But there's one prediction that I'm very proud of. But that's about it.
Correct. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds. Hour 3 continues in just a moment.
It's bowl time at Bojangles. Try one of Bojangles' 3 flavorful bowls today.
Winter is coming, so get your Letterman jackets with us, First Team Sports. Don't let the cold weather sneak up on you. Be prepared this season with a fresh new Letterman jacket. Also, the new USA Little League bats are here and ready to demo. Every Little League and youth player will be required to use the new USA stamped bat starting January 1st, 2018. We have the best selection and best prices guaranteed. Come by First Team Sports today at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville. We will put you first.
Surgery Center at Pelham, offering a lower cost option to avoid a stay in the hospital and the capability to go home the same day. Surgery Center at Pelham, for athletes and active people, online at newkneereplacement.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
They set you up so when you do go out, they don't set you up to fail. They set you up to succeed.
As a unit, it makes everybody successful. And I think that's what it is about JanPro. As a unit, they want to be successful.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
Used vehicles only, all plus tax tag title, 224 closing fees, trade value with purchase on select models once we make a deal. It's 12/31/17.
It's Ralph Hayes Toyota's pre-owned sales event. We've had a record year, and ownership has instructed every used car, truck, and SUV on the lot to be sold. To avoid year-end taxes and write-downs, Ralph Hayes Toyota has over 100 cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, starting as low as $69.95. Many with remaining factory warranties and certified. At Ralph Hayes Toyota, your $1,000 trade is now worth $2,000. Your $2,000 trade, now worth $3,000. And your $4,000 trade, $5,000. With over 100 vehicles to choose from, starting as low as $69.95. If you're looking for a pre-owned car, now's the time. And Ralph Hayes Toyota is the place. Visit us online at RalphHayesToyota.com or give us a call at 864-226-1571.
Toyota.
Ride into the new year in your brand new George Coleman Ford, where cars and trucks cost less in Traveler's Rest. Get a $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 72 months on all 2017 models through January 2nd. And like all deals at George Coleman Ford, no dealer fees. Everyone is eligible. So get to George Coleman Ford in Traveler's Rest right now. 4 generations and over 86 years in business. George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less in Traveler's Rest.
Good on all 2017 models except Super Duty.
For decades, businesses in the upstate have trusted John Rogers and his company, Office Pro Upstate, with their copier, printer, and document management needs. Their dedicated team delivers world-class products from Ricoh and Savin and exceptional local service. For your IT and network services needs, consider letting Office Pro Upstate install, configure, monitor, and maintain your business network. Contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919 or online at officeproupstate.com. Office Pro Upstate, putting experience to work for you.
Welcome to Bose!
Mondays can seem like the zombie apocalypse. People are staggering around mumbling.
Coffee.
More sleep.
And most places seem completely abandoned. With one exception.
Welcome to Bose!
Every Monday at Moe's is filled with life as friends listen to killer tunes, catch up on the weekend, and enjoy their awesome burrito or burrito bowl made with 20-plus fresh ingredients, not to mention the free chips and salsa. So see you next Moe Monday. Unless... I like hanging out where it's kind of dead.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Okay, good luck with the slow descent into madness.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey.
Now, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I found the two Baker Mayfield apologists that exist in America. And also Kirk Herbstreit's like a soft third.
There's a few that I've encountered on Twitter in recent days. A few Oklahoma ones.
People need to understand, like...
Honestly,
first of
my
all,
dad is one, so that's kind of
first
funny.
Of all, what did we say that was untrue? Other than creating a little bit of a... There was a little bit of hysterics in it. The fact that 8-year-olds would like scream F you across the silent.
But why do I find that so funny?
Because,
I don't know.
Because it's so outrageous. And yet, Baker Mayfield wants to be looked up to by little kids. Right? Didn't he say that in his Heisman speech? He wants to be a role model because of how hard he worked and all this stuff. Well, you can't just separate. I only want people to be like me when I'm this way, but not like when I'm this way. Like, leaders are held to a higher standard. Role models are held to a higher standard. You can't say, hey, Michael Jordan. All right, if Michael Jordan wants to be a role model, then guess what? That comes with the gambling problem that he has.
Gotta stop gambling.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be a role model. You can't just say, you know, I think O.J. Simpson is my role model, but only the football part. You can't do that. It's about who you are as a person. It's about how you carry yourself. The fact that people don't understand that says way more about where society is. Like, we think we can let part of a person be a role model. Is anybody like, you know, I really look up to Kevin Spacey, but only the part where he wasn't being a creep. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Was he a great actor? Yes. Role model? No. The line between great athlete and role model is about the other stuff. You can look up to Baker Mayfield as an athlete and respect how he appreciates the game, but when he says role model, He's asking people to watch him closely, to examine his life.
Maybe he's talking about the future.
The new
and improved Baker.
You mean the new and improved Baker after he planted the flag? That F-bombed Kansas and pointed to his junk? Because that's new and improved. That's what he told us. The new and improved Baker who threw the ball on purpose at the TCU player's head when he was running around the end zone?
Claimed to be Baylor's father.
Are we hyper aware? The guy talked junk to Baylor in Kansas.
That's
basically bullying.
That's just... That is bullying, yes. That is bullying.
If that guy wants to be a role
model... Stop being a bully.
Let me tell you something. You want the world to be a terrible place? Let Baker Mayfield be some role model to some kids.
All right, let's do some bold predictions,
Let's do it.
Congrats on your Heisman, Baker.
Yeah, thanks so much. You know, I respect the heck out of Baker Mayfield. He's the best player in college football this year.
He's a baller.
For people to be like, oh, come on, it's not that bad. You guys are hypocrites. Yeah, right? All right, we're a hypocrite. Baker's not. Baker's crafted like 4 apology letters this year, but we're the hypocrites, right? We're the homers. Crude LED is trying to light up the world like apparently Baker Mayfield lights up the world with his presence, his overwhelming presence. If you want to take your business from just normal average lighting to Baker Mayfield lighting, that's lit by truth. You can do that through Crude LED, KRUTLED.com. That's Crude LED, ladies and gentlemen. They'll give you LED tube lights, LED high bay fixtures, park and pole light fixtures, 6-inch down lights, all of that after rebates for significant discounts. If you're a Duke Energy customer, there is not one reason in the world, not one reason why you wouldn't take advantage of this. More information, crudeled.com. That's KRUTLED.com. Visit their office, 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters on exit 19B. We have bowl poll update coming up in just a little bit, too. One of them is about to wrap up. One of them will update, like, next week when it ends. you've got some of the best and worst of the bowl predictions.
Mistakes.
We do.
Especially when posting polls.
I was going to say, you know, I guess that makes us hypocrites. You didn't set the time on the polls, and Baker Mayfield said F you to Kansas and pointed at his junk. We're all the same. Don Munchin's here. I don't know. Don and Kelly are like having a bad lip reading conversation.
I have
Kelly
no idea what Don is saying. Do you want to just talk into Sanders' mic?
Got our Gamecock colors on?
Oh, hold on. No. This is just an orangey red. Look, here's the thing, Don. I own a lot of orange and purple. I do. But sometimes wearing black, maybe with some red, it's a good look. It's a fall look, you know? I'm sorry. I didn't think you were going to be here today.
Did you hear any of that, Don? Did you hear a response?
Oh, he can't hear me.
She basically said that I heard that her favorite colors are garnet and black, and that it's basically all she has in her wardrobe.
No, the wardrobe is littered with orange and purple pieces, of course. But sometimes red and black are not, and this isn't red. This is an orangey red. It's a fall color.
Nice try.
I'm sorry, Don. Can you give me one of those orange puffy vests you're wearing?
My wife calls this my life preserver vest.
It does look like a life preserver.
It does.
Yeah,
I like it.
I see it.
That's stylish, right? He's rocking the vest and then the zip-up, too. Like, that's... Oh, the natty zip-up. That's what
Don,
I'm talking
how many
about.
Layers I do you have it. On? Three layers?
Three.
That's a lot of layers.
I'm old, and it's below 55.
Hey, I'm with you on that. Below 52 is freezing. That's how it works.
52.
That's how it works. Quack. Since we have Don here, I want to revisit Don's bold predictions.
Okay, all right.
This is so great. We're going back through our bold predictions.
I know they are.
And really, you got one of them definitely right. Well, not really. Okay, hold on. So here are your three.
I didn't get any of them right.
Yes, here are your three bold predictions. We'll start with Kelly Bryant, first team All-ACC quarterback.
That didn't quite work out.
But your sentiment in that he would be, you know, he would have a great year was there. Your second one, Cleveland Farrell will be the ACC Defensive Player of the Year.
Finished runner-up, I believe.
Was he runner-up to Chubb?
I think he was second.
Hey, really close, Don. Your third one, which remains to be seen, Clemson repeats. That was your third bold prediction.
Man, I hope I'm right on that.
That'd be a fun December, January for us.
And I have you marked down as William Donald Munson III. So these are official.
That would be correct.
Yeah,
there
these
we
are
go.
Official.
It'd be correct. How does Don Munson spend a finals week when campus is a little bit, I'll just say, it's not really dead because there's stuff going on, but it's a little weird.
Oh, it's quiet. I mean, it's very quiet. So today I did a little basketball prep. Been doing some basketball. We actually went over and watched a little men's basketball action or basketball practice today. I got Tiger calls tonight, so I got to do a little prep work for that. Came over here to pick up the equipment, matter of fact. So I'll go back, start doing some prep work for the show for that to this afternoon. And so that's, you know, we're going to take each day at a time, one day at a time, just knock it out, move on to the next.
There we go.
See, she's over there laughing at me. Aggie fan.
Love it.
She's got on Aggie colors. She says that she's a Longhorn fan, but
this
actually
is my favorite part.
She's an Aggie fan.
Have you never worn black?
Oh, I wear black.
Okay.
But I don't wear garnet with black.
This is not garnet.
Or maroon.
This is not garnet.
Or
that
some garnety
definitely
shade.
Definitely garnet.
Guys, it's a comfy sweater.
Is there something to be said for like the garnet family? Is there a garnet family of colors that includes like maroon and red and some other things?
I would think so, yeah.
See, guys mind, there's only certain colors. There's yellow, there's red, there's orange, white, black, blue, purple.
The rainbow.
Purple,
green, rainbow, tie dye.
Green.
We call that tie dye.
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
In a man's mind, there's like eight colors.
Okay.
We're the
in
Crayola 12.
In a female's mind, you are the box of 128.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's fuchsia,
yeah.
There's magenta.
Violet. We could name purples for
teal,
like a whole segment.
Turquoise.
Mm-hmm. Those are green.
Royal regalia.
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 Yes.
That would be. Is this regalia? What
That's
I'm wearing
the
right now is
school
the regalia.
Color, so, yes.
There we go.
Yes.
I mean, this is the color wheel with Don Munson is this has
colors.
Been fascinating.
This should be
eight
a weekly segment. The color wheel with Don Munson.
Sounds like NPR radio.
Yeah.
It does. It sounds like one of those like the Parks and Rec skits where
yes.
he's like, I am filling in for Derry Marbles, who is filling in for me.
But should
like that?
One? We could talk about crayons
thoughts,
for a whole segment, but should
thoughts.
One?
Oh, man. Don Munson, good luck with Tiger Calls tonight, by the way.
Yep.
Love
7 to 8
you guys
o'clock.
Every week.
So tune in, Coach Brownell. Team's off to an 8-1 start. Best start since the 2008-2009 season. Florida coming up on Saturday. We leave on Friday. Coming up on Saturday afternoon at 4:30. So the second part of the Orange Bowl Classic in Sunrise, Florida, just outside of Fort Lauderdale. So, yep. Got it all taken care of.
Awesome. Real quick, I want to ask you this because I, watching a game and then listening to, I kind of did a little 50-50 split with the TV and then the radio, and I thought you and Tim did a wonderful job, and Kelly and Pete did a wonderful job. It was just great all around. I was never more convinced that this team is good than Saturday when Samford basically was holding hands in the lane. The ball couldn't go in there, and they weren't making any threes. Like, not. They were 4 for 20 in the first, and they were taking too many of them. And you almost look out there, and you're like, this is a game they could lose. But you never really thought that they were behind. Like, you never thought they were worth. Like, even when they fell behind early in the second half, you're like, okay, they're gonna figure this out and pick it up. And they won it by 20. I've never been more convinced than a team that has, it's like this Clemson football team. You have the perfect game plan. You stop everything you're supposed to stop, take away everything you're supposed to take away, and you lose by 20. That's what people are doing to Clemson football right now, and that's what Samford did to Clemson basketball, I thought, on Saturday.
Now, this team's playing well right now. Excited to get to Scara back on Friday. I think, you know,
huge.
Adding him back to it. You know what? It is huge. Here's the thing, and I'm going to talk with Brad about this as far as just chemistry, all right, because the chemistry is flowing so well right now. Obviously, he's been practicing with the team, but it's different. I mean, it is different when you're, as the famous Tommy Bowden quote, playing in front of with live bullets. You know, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see now how does he fit into the puzzle, because you remember Clemson was this kind of way last year when Elijah come on board.
Right.
You know, he can't come on board until after exams are over. So he comes on board, and it kind of You know, it changes up the rotation a little bit. It takes certain people's minutes away. It may take starter minutes away, you know, but that may actually be a good thing where you're not going to play all these guys 30, 32, 33 minutes a game. Maybe you can cut down somebody in the high 20s. So it'll be interesting to see the effect. And Florida has not been playing well, and Florida is a good basketball team. I mean, they are a good basketball team. So it'll be a lot of fun to go see it on Saturday. By the way, kudos to you, young lady. I am going to give kudos to you because all my buddies at church and stuff like that, they came and said, who's the gal that's doing color? I said, yep, she's, I'm just telling you, watch. Just wait and watch because 3 to 5 years from now, I'm going to be able to say, I knew her when.
Well, thank you, Dawg. That's very nice. You have done a lot for me.
No, she won't answer my call when that time
comes.
Oh,
that is not true.
I'll be able to call you, Quap.
That's
not
right.
Try to call her.
I got it.
No.
I'm glad that
will never happen, Dawg.
You have moved a little bit into, I won't say totally, but you have moved a little bit into my area of Don's doghouse.
Oh, I think I'm there.
And stuff. And I'm just I'm in the good graces now, and I feel like I've paid my dues.
It's winter right now, so you can't come up with some of these gosh, awful short shirt matches that you put together.
The green shorts with the yellow shirt.
When we're together for baseball, I guarantee you it's coming. We're going to go to some place, and I'm just going to stare at you, and you're going to be over there shivering on air, and I'm just going to give you the look. You know what are you
and
thinking?
I'll know.
What are you doing?
I'll know then. I've got a long way to go. I agree. Don, thanks. We appreciate it.
Right. Oh, thanks, yeah. Don.
Merry Christmas. Just mail early this year.
Merry Christmas to you, too. We'll be back for more. Final segment. Where did the show go? For crying out loud. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees. People just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Takeuchi equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair. In many cases, right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
During the holidays, you'll be sharing wonderful meals. After enjoying the food, don't pour fats or cooking oils down the drain because they can turn into solids and clog up your pipes. Then you'll need Roto-Rooter to take care of the problem. Roto-Rooter is always there for you when you need them, 24/7, 365, online at rotorooter.com or call them locally at 226-9452. Roto-Rooter.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
I'm Craig Morgan. Mother Nature is my playground. And when I hit the trail, I drive hard. And Mother Nature, she hits back even harder. Line-X protects my vehicle inside and out. Because when protection matters most, I Line-X it. Ask for it by name.
Call us today at Line-X of Anderson.
Celebrate the season of giving at the second annual toy giveaway Saturday, December 16th at the Mount Pleasant Community Center in Greenville. There will be live music, free food, and entertainment starting at 11, and the giveaway will begin at noon. You can donate your new toys in Five Forks at Hooli Hops, Five Forks Dental, and ATA Karate Schools, and in Duncan at Foothills Dental and Ashford Park Apartments. Saturday, December 16th at the Mount Pleasant Community Center, 710 South Fairfield Road in Greenville. The Great Toy Giveaway.
Hey everybody, have you heard the news? Diamonds and Gold Direct has been voted the best jewelry store in Anderson for the third year in a row. The people of Anderson know a great jewelry store, and by stopping by, you'll see why everybody voted for Diamonds and Gold Direct. Great price, great selection, and great service made us number one. Located in the Belvedere Plaza, across the street from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
The Greenville Jerky Company has teamed up with Quest Brewing to bring you the ultimate holiday gift. Local grass-fed beef jerky with local craft beer. That right, just in time for Christmas. Brew and chew gift packs. Forget the socks and the boxers. Get them a gift they really want. Fresh local Greenville jerky and fresh local Quest beer. All gift wrapped and ready for you at Greenville Jerky and Vine. Get your brew and chew gift packs while they last. Only at Greenville Jerky and Vine. Corner of McBee and Main in downtown Greenville.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
They never lose their cool.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Don't be so quick to walk away. Dance with me. I want to rock your body.
You know, one thing that Baker Mayfield has made us better than, and maybe he's a role model for us in this way, since apparently we just, like, take parts of people and make them role models. We're better at apologizing to people.
Got time, but I don't mind.
We apologize. Have you seen that South Park clip where they're like, we're sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
We're sorry. Yeah. They made fun of it, and it's hilarious. But that's basically Baker Mayfield's whole season.
The events and humans we've compared Baker today on the show are troubling, but yeah. Continue.
And you know what? No one asked for accuracy except the three people who are apparently Baker's cousins.
Why on earth would you want accuracy from us? That seems ridiculous.
I don't understand it.
People that's like asking us to be professionals.
They're sending back journalism a number of years. Well, you're welcome, journalism. I don't know.
We're not
go to somebody else for journalism. It's an opinion show. Right now. Anyway, we're sorry. We are not, like, we don't have time to get to the bold predictions today. There's just been too many things that came up.
Tomorrow.
Too many things are part of the show, so tomorrow we'll do that.
We promise.
Also, I'll look back at my over-on. I gave out eight of them. I had a bunch that I was tracking. And
How'd you do?
I did better in spread picks than the over-unders, which is normally is backward. Normally, I rock the over-unders, and I'm not very good at picking against the spread. This year, though, I was up towards 60% against the spread and not as good in over-unders. We'll discuss that. And some of the bold predictions that you made that were good and some that were particularly hideous will also get airtime, as decided by the decider of us three, Kelly.
Same with the listeners. If you gave us a bold prediction, which this was back in August, I wrote down pretty much all of them. So listen tomorrow. We're going to call out some that were really good and some that were really bad.
Working on maybe getting an interview or two lined up for tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that. Potentially Brad Brownell, if we can get him in at some point to talk about his team. Want to talk Frank Martin as well. Some of the comments he's had about fans and the marketing. I've got a couple theories on that. I just want to kind of focus group some theories on Frank Martin tomorrow. And the NFL injury issue that you brought up, the concerns about injuries and how it has impacted this season, which has been a really good season. But as we get closer to playoff time, basically, if you are healthy, you are winning because no one else is healthy.
It's Jared Goff's league.
Basically.
We're all just living in it.
So we'll talk about that in a second. Hey, if you go to your local branch of the SCDMV, you can get right started with the real ID process. You can figure out if you got the right documents on file. If you don't, If you're in good standing and you have a regular license and you've got the right documents on file, then you're good. You're absolutely good. But if you don't, then you need to go to your local branch of the DMV. You need to bring a proof of ID, proof of Social Security, two proofs of current physical South Carolina address, and proof of all legal name changes. Otherwise,
you're not going to be able to travel outside the country in 2018. If you would like to get started with the Real ID process, go to your local branch of the SCDMV. Follow them on Twitter and Facebook. Learn more at scdmvonline.com. Email any questions that you have to realid@scdmv.net. Former intern Chase, who has been recuperating after a busy high school football schedule and is wrapping up a semester of school, is joining us right now on the phones. What's up, Chase?
What's up, Clark?
You doing all right,
buddy?
Not
much, man. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. How's everybody at the station doing?
We're doing awesome. Sanders is loving life over there, and Kelly's not mad at me anymore, so we're doing great today.
That's always good to hear, man. Now, I got a question, man. See, my NFL team, the Eagles, they've been doing good all year, man.
Yes.
But yesterday, Wentz went out, and honestly, I don't even know what to think anymore.
You're doing that thing where it's like the end of life, like what do I live for now? And you thought everything was going to be hunky-dory, and it turns out that everything went horribly wrong. And I get it. I understand it. My quarterback was out before the season started. And then my secondary team is the Packers, and their quarterback's been out. And so I get it. I understand it. I think the Eagles, like, you're still going to make the playoffs, right? I mean,
yeah.
you're not gonna miss the playoffs. The last three games at the Giants, the Raiders, and the Cowboys, who have similar issues with Zeke not being there. Although I think Zeke is supposed to be back by week 17, I think, right? Anyway, the Raiders are a win and the Giants are terrible. So you're going to end up maybe with 12 wins. I would say minimum 12 wins. And in the NFC, that's probably going to be good enough if you get to 12-4. That's probably going to be good enough to host at least a one playoff game, if not both of them, and have home field throughout. You know, from the standpoint of just doing what you like better than you would have done previously, I would say it's already been a success for the Eagles. But given the fact that the Falcons didn't really return like a lot of people thought that they would, the fact that the Packers are down now with no Rodgers, the fact that the Cowboys have struggled, the Giants have been a dumpster fire, the Seahawks don't look like a team that can win it all. Like, with the void of great teams, if the Eagles had Carson Wentz going into the playoffs, especially with a 13-3 record and home field advantage, they would be the absolute favorite to get to the Super Bowl. There's no question. In fact, they're one of, like, I think they might be the only team, the only team in football that's unbeaten at home so far this year. Without Wentz, I think it throws it into upheaval. What do you think there?
I think, personally, I think if they can get home field advantage with that defense with Jim Schwartz, I think they still got a chance to make it out of the NFC, but if they go up against like the Patriots in the Super Bowl, I really don't think they have a chance because I think Brady will pick them apart. Because you'll see when they face teams that are over 500 this year, the defense hasn't looked as good against those offenses like the Seattle Seahawks and the Rams. So I think getting the home field will definitely be good for the Eagles.
I don't disagree with that, Chase. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it, my man.
Tell everybody I said hello, and y'all have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. You do the same. I think Chase brings up a good point there. I think the principal, like realistically, the principal contender, if it's not the Eagles, is the Vikings. Now, I said a lot of good things about the Vikings. They did not look great on the road against the Panthers. Now, they've played three straight road games. They played at the Lions on Thanksgiving, 1-7. They played at the Falcons, 1-5, and they lost by 7 in a back-and-forth game with the Panthers yesterday. Defensively, I thought they matched up well with Carolina and they gave up 31 points. So I think less of the Vikings than I have probably since that Thanksgiving game where I thought, all right, this is where they're going to go 1-2, back to the pack, these three straight road games. And it really proved me wrong a little bit during this stretch. They get to play the Packers here at the end down the stretch, maybe with Rodgers, maybe without. We really don't know. That would be the principal concern to me about a team being able to go and take a defense to Philly that could beat them with Nick Foles or somebody, a quarterback. I think it's going to be Foles. I still think the Eagles are the favorite, but it brings teams like the Rams and the Vikings back into the picture.
Nick Foles was the Eagles quarterback the last time they made the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Back in a couple of years ago?
Yes.
With Carson Wentz, I would have had the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Without him, this becomes really interesting. And when you think of all the injuries that have happened this year with Aaron, especially at quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun, obviously the Vikings situation, when you look at the teams that are currently in the playoff mix, all of them have their quarterback besides the Vikings. So yes, that's where, and they have a guy that's doing an adequate job. So that's where the issue arises, is if you don't have your quarterback, you've already kind of weeded yourself out. But the Eagles have done so well that they're going to be in these playoffs without their quarterback. That's why I just can't take him at this point. When you look at the other quarterbacks that they're going to go up against in specifically on the NFC side in the playoffs, I mean, you got Nick Foles, and I know the Eagles have a good defense, and overall, they've been the best team in the NFC all year. But you have Nick Foles now going against either Matt Ryan or Drew Brees or Cam Newton or Jared Goff. I can't bet on Nick Foles like I can Carson Wentz. I just can't do it.
I love that in the NFL right now that we are just about to wrap up week 14 and only two teams have clinched the division. Now, we're about to have three teams because the Patriots are going to win tonight against the Dolphins on the road. They're double-digit favorites. I don't know that they're going to cover that 11. I think it's going to be like 19, a little bit of ugly game, 19-10, something like that. But they're not losing to Miami tonight. There's no way. They're 6-0 on the road. There's no way. So that'll be three. But that means five divisions still up for grabs and a slew of teams. In the NFC, outside of the division winners, here's what you have. Or the division leaders. You have the Panthers at 9-4, who are tied with the Saints. You have the Falcons 8-5, the Seahawks 8-5, and then you have the Cowboys and the Lions and the Packers at 7-6. So all those teams are still not just in the mix, but credibly in the mix. Then you have the Chiefs at 7-6 in AFC West, and then you have the Chargers 7-6. You got the Titans 8-5, a game behind the Jags. The Ravens at 7-6, the Bills at 7-6. These are teams that are, there's not quite as much parity, I feel like, in the AFC. But in both leagues, there's still quite a bit to be decided. You made a statement about the Bills that I thought was kind of fun. The Bills are 7-6. They beat the Colts by some miracle in a blizzard yesterday.
That's nice. Great for the Bills. Here's the bottom line with the Buffalo Bills. If for some reason I was an NFL prospect, which we all know is just not happening, but let's say that happens. Let's say I'm from the South, right? Let's say I played at Clemson, which means I'm a very good NFL prospect. And I get drafted by the Buffalo Bills. I have one word for you, Quack. Nope. Nope. There's just no way. Can you imagine the poor Southern boys on that Bills team and the Colts yesterday? But it's the Bills' fault because it's their stadium and they don't have an indoor stadium and they play in upstate New York like a bunch of Looney Tunes. If you're from Florida or you're from Georgia or you're from Texas or you're from California and you have to play for the Buffalo Bills and you're playing in 5 feet of snow, there's absolutely no way. That is a big, fat nope from me, Quack. Whoever else wants me, I need another team to draft me because I'm not going to play for the Buffalo Bills. There's no way.
How about this? On tomorrow's show, I know you're mad about the Bills. You're really upset about
the
Bills.
There's no way. Build an indoor stadium. You are in upstate New York.
I swear, they tried to sabotage their season by going to Nathan Peterman. Now it feels like they blew in a blizzard to sabotage the season again, and their team is not cooperating.
Mother Nature's been telling them for years. You can hear it in the wind up there, Quack. Build an indoor stadium.
The Bills could take a page from the Colts playbook and be so bad that everything works to your disadvantage all the time. Every circumstance, every situation. I mean, what a disaster.
There was nothing funnier than all the Colts players swiping away the snow for Vinatieri on that extra point.
No, it's bad. You know,
it's like they were curling out there.
The Colts are minus 131 in point differential this year. And you know the only team worse is the Browns at minus 138. They almost have as bad a year as the Browns even at 3-10.
I don't feel bad for grown men playing a game in the snow, getting paid millions of dollars.
That's what I'm talking about, Sanders. Playing in the snow for millions of dollars.
I do.
Sanders. Coming in hot with the takes. I love it.
You shouldn't. I don't know. It's whatever.
Especially when you could... I probably shouldn't say this, but you can tear an ACL or be paralyzed anymore.
Oh, come on, Kelly. Come on. You can't say that.
People
are fighting for their lives out there.
Yeah, literally. Yes, literally.
Shall we recap these
bowl polls?
Yeah, let's recap the hashtag bowl
poll. Real quick.
We'll talk more about NFL tomorrow and recap the week that was and how many backup quarterbacks played.
And how many inches of snow fell around the country. All right, our first bowl poll, hashtag bowl poll.
Are we going to recap the one with 21 hours left?
Yes, it's officially over. Which non-playoff matchup are you most excited about? 55% of listeners said Central Florida and Auburn, 37% Southern Cal Ohio State, 5% Notre Dame LSU, and 3% Washington Penn State. Our hashtag bowl poll number two, which non-playoff matchup are you least excited about? 37% say New Mexico State, Utah State, 29% Western Kentucky, Georgia State, 27% the Independence Bowl with Florida State and Southern Miss. And then 7%, I don't know why anyone has no love, or maybe they do have a lot of love, for Colorado State Marshall.
I guess people really like that
game. I guess
game.
People want to watch Colorado State Marshall.
Mike Bobo. Ooh. Unbelievable.
Anyway, those are fun bowl polls. We'll have some more tomorrow.
Yeah, we will. Many bowl polls throughout the week for our interactive final exam on the show.